This is the Small Studio Signal Boost podcast from WFYI in Indianapolis. I'm Adam Gross here with co-hosts Melissa Davis and Charlene Birdsong. This podcast is an encore edition of a show we originally aired in October of 2022. It's full of good stuff, including an interview and exclusive in-studio performance from Indianapolis singer-songwriter Kristen Bales. We'll also hear Indianapolis musician Joshua Powell's top five heavy songs, and we'll listen to clips from our weekly Indiana music playlist. To hear the unabridged version of the show, you can join us Saturday and Monday nights at 9 on 90.1 WFYI in Indianapolis, or at WFYI.org/listen. You can also hear some of the full songs featured on this show on our playlist by searching Spotify for Small Studio Signal Boost. Up first, let's hear from Kristen Bales. WFYI enthusiasts may have seen or heard Kristen playing keyboards with Addie Costin during her Small Studio session. When Kristen's not playing in other bands, she writes and performs her own music, which she did for us in an exclusive performance here at the station. We'll listen to a song from that session in just a moment, but first here's a chat we had about her career and why she likes making music in Indianapolis. So, Kristen, thanks for coming on today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. So you're pretty busy as an artist. You've had quite the career so far working in the arts, playing your own music, playing with other people, teaching, touring with people. You did a music program in Nashville. Yeah. You play keys and guitar, obviously. We'll hear you play guitar a little later. Do you play other instruments?
I do. I play bass as of, like, last year. And then I do really enjoy playing bass. I also play electric guitar, which I used to do a little bit more of for bands when I was in college, but still do that a ton. And then I also play ukulele strictly because I had a student who wanted to pick it up years ago, and then I ended up doing, like, a ukulele seminar, and now I can teach ukulele, too.
So you teach instrument, well, ukulele apparently, and also guitar and some other things.
Yeah, guitar, songwriting. I also teach piano, and yeah, that's been a huge part of my life in the past few years.
Do you feel like teaching influences your own writing at all, or is it kind of separate?
Yeah, that is a great question, and that's something I talk about a lot because I'm always inspired by my students. They not only like challenge me to be a better musician as their teacher, but also inspire me just in the ways that I see them grow and the ways that I see them learn and write as musicians. So a huge part of my songwriting comes from what I see in my students inspiring me, or even like, I think the other day I was co-writing with one of my students and we came up with the most beautiful song. So a lot of times it's more hands-on, like we're writing together, which is just
that's great.
Really, really cool.
What drew you to Indianapolis playing out here and being into the music scene?
Yeah, I think the most important thing that drew me back was the community and the friendships and relationships that I already had. Most of my band, this is something I realized the other day, which was just not earth-shattering, but just really exciting. I've been playing with most of them for almost a decade.
Oh, wow.
Because I started, so I went to school at Anderson University, and then I moved away, but then I came back. So I started playing with them, and that's been like a decade span of time. So it's just like relationships like that, people that I've known for a really long time, I can trust more with these songs that I've been writing. I feel like I'm in a much safer space, not only to create, but to play live. Like, honestly, it's been such a different experience than when I was in Nashville, just because I relate so much and I'm so familiar with all of my players and the people and relationships that I have. And that definitely drives me and motivates me, which is something that I always need.
I love that. So you've played a lot of different genres over the years. So do you try out new things, or do you just take whatever comes your way?
That's a really good question. And I honestly haven't thought about it a ton because I feel like I look out and see what I've done and kind of try and like box it in like, this was this phase and this was this phase and now I'm in the jazz phase. Mm-hmm. But I think that I'm definitely leaning more towards taking it as it comes, especially as a songwriter, because even with these songs that I'm releasing right now, they're not necessarily all in the same vein. And I know that. I think when I release them, I try and encapsulate a lot of the jazz roots that I learned from when I was younger. So I grew up playing jazz guitar, and I grew up playing in Cincinnati. So that was like a huge shaping experience in my songwriting, and still continues to be. But then I played bluegrass with my grandpa. So like there's this weird like finger picking, like chicken picking style that's over here that kind of pours in sometimes. And I try really hard to not let those, I guess those things drive the songwriting, to kind of just let it flow, you know, from my subconscious, like the free flow of five, like whatever's coming to my mind right now, that's what I'm going to write. And then I think post-process, if I see something that's like way out over here, that feels like more of a side project and less that aligns with my music right now, then I just let it be. I mean, I still play those songs sometimes at solo gigs, but I don't normally bring those to the band.
Sure. Where can people keep up with you online and find out about your releases and your shows?
Yeah, so the best place, I feel like I keep Instagram more updated than anything else, but you can find me on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and all that good stuff at Kristen the Band, and also my website, kristen.band, not to be confused with the social media tag, but it's the same thing. And I keep that updated as well with all of my shows and any sort of new singles. Literally, just as soon as you pull up the website, you can click on it and you can listen to all of my music on Spotify. So, yeah. Should I start whenever?
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to say the name of it?
Yeah, absolutely. This song is called West Coast. I moved out to the West Coast, took a bow from a tightrope to forget how your eyes looked back at mine. I was walking a thin line, took its toll, but I'm alright. Finally sleeping through the night, yeah, I'll be fine. No more memories to make, no more smiles to give or fake. No, I don't even need a goodbye. Take the truth, and I'll tell you how I feel, but you never make a move. Oh, honey, you're all the news, and I'm moving on from you. I broke glass when you called me, felt the heat from the ashes. Can't lean on me anymore. I've closed all of the screen doors, took a sip to forget yours. Yeah, I'll be fine. No more glimmer from your eye, no more talking late at night. No, I don't even need a goodbye. Never make a move. Oh.
They say it's give or take, but you always take the truth. And I'll tell you how I feel, but you never make a move on your own news. And I'm moving on from you on your own news. And I'm moving on from you.
Thanks, Kristen Bales, for that interview and music. We're going to take a quick break. Coming up in just a moment, we'll listen to Joshua Powell's Top 5 Heavy Songs. This is the Small Studio Signal Boost podcast. Let's take a listen now to Joshua Powell's Top 5 Songs.
I guess number 5, I gotta go classic, and that would be Sweet Leaf from Black Sabbath off Master of Reality. I thought that I was a Black Sabbath fan, but I really just knew a couple hits, you know? Mostly anything off of Paranoid. That was all the songs I knew were on that record. And so when I started going back and listening to more of the early metal stuff when I was teaching a lot of guitar, I found this was their next record right after that. So I threw this on and heard that intro, and it blew my mind. I was like, this song is so ahead of its time. There's whole genres of bands that have just built their history on, like, doing this song slower or heavier or whatever. And then my mind was doubly blown when I was hanging out with my dad one day, and I put this on, and he looked over at me and started screaming all the words aloud, like, along, just completely animated. I was like, you know this? This is so cool!
Love it. All right, well, we're at number 4.
All right, number 4 is going to be When Girls Telephone Boys by Deftones. So the lyrics he sings are, "Something's wrong with you. I hope we never do meet again." But he, Chino Marino, has this scream that's so visceral, you can tell he's hurting himself. Like, it's so anguished. And Deftones is one of those bands that, like, I'd heard of. They were on all the punk message boards I grew up on and stuff. But I had just never, for whatever reason, I was missed with that. Like, no one I knew ever, like, was like, oh, you gotta listen to this Deftones record. Until our old drummer, Jake Haggard, came through to visit and it came up in conversation. He put me onto their self-titled record. And it's just a really interesting relic from a time in heavy music before, like, Rise Records got in and made a bunch of cookie-cutter stuff, and some of the more, like, label-based metal scenes that were so much replication was happening when I was in high school. Like, every band had the same haircuts and the same crabcore moves, and Deftones did none of that. They had a DJ in the band. They had this really weird mix of, like, super ambient digital stuff, and then just pummeling. None of it's incredibly guitar technical or anything, but it hits so hard, and I just believe Chino Marino when he's screaming. It really lights my fire, man. So number 3, same kind of thing where, you know, you think you know Black Sabbath, but when I was a kid, my youth pastor turned me on to this song called Memphis Will Be Laid to Waste by Norma Jean, and it was the first song I ever heard with screaming. Josh Scoggin is the vocalist. He has one of the best screams in the biz. And so I listened to that band's first record, but they have a bunch of other records. Their song Sword and Mouth, Fire Eyes features Corey Brandon, their second vocalist, but he has such an amazing mix of power in his voice with such melody. Like, he has an incredible mixture of singing and screaming that just conjures a lot of emotion, but also like has a sense of authority to it that I really respect. It's the other thing I love about this stuff. Look, they've got light up eyes and skeleton hands, and it's a song called Sword in Mouth, comma Fire Eyes. I'm like, that is so freaking cool, man. You'll never find that at a Pitchfork Music Festival. We're getting there. So I'm going to show you Silvera by the band Gojira. These guys have an incredible, you know, sing-scream ratio and the coolest heavy breakdowns, but there's also a part of metal and hardcore that I love that I think is just really wholesome and pure. It's like sometimes there's just this really posi-core messaging of just like empowerment and like a sense of solidarity in a lot of this music. And the chorus of Silvera says, you're receiving the gold of a better life. When you change yourself, you change the world. And whenever he sings that, I'm just like, yeah! Change with someone, change the world, man! It makes me feel like we can do stuff.
Well, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness is maybe not the appropriate term to introduce the number one metal song, the heavy song, the song that got you to the heavy side of life.
See, this is where like real metal fans would want to kick my butt. But I was working with Chris doing label stuff at Romanus one day, and he sort of as a joke put on Duality by Slipknot. The things I have to tell.
I think we should explain Slipknot, just so if someone isn't familiar with Slipknot. They wear very interesting costumes. How do we describe that?
They're a nine-piece metal band. They've sometimes called new metal, sometimes called groove metal. I think that's maybe just made up for Wikipedia. But yeah, they all have like horror movie masks, and each album cycle they update their masks to reflect some sense of personal growth. And these days, I mean, they've been a band for like 20 years, so you can find interviews and stuff where they're unmasked. But they're very rare. They're very committed to the bit. They wear like these jumpsuits that have barcodes on the back that are... Everything that they do is meant to be some sort of commentary, like on the fact that like we're being treated in this industry as a commodity or as a product. So there's a lot of things that people just misunderstand about the band. They also have two guys in the band that do aux percussion. Two aux percussionists. Slipknot has a drummer and two aux percussionists because every breakdown they have is being doubled on these huge kettle drums and a dude hitting a keg with a baseball bat. I'm just like, yo, you know how hard it is to tour with four people? Y'all got nine people. That's because you believe in something. It can't be about the money. You believe in this on some level of saying, like, if we want our band to put on a show that's better than everybody else's band, we have to take some drastic steps. I'm into that.
Thanks, Joshua Paul, for that top five. Now let's listen to some clips from our weekly local music playlist. To hear the full songs, tune in Saturday and Monday nights at 9 to 90.1 WFYI in Indianapolis, or listen from anywhere at WFYI.org/listen, or check out our playlist by searching Spotify for Small Studio Signal Boost.
First, let's listen to a song from Indianapolis-based musician Jennison. She's been releasing a collection of synthy rock songs, and this is her latest. This is Generator on Small Studio Signal Boost. Dun, 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 la, la, like hell, I'm only here to make you happy. That was Indianapolis-based Jennison with Generator. You're tuned to Small Studio Signal Boost here on 90.1 WFYI. I'm Melissa Davis with Adam Gross and Charlene Birdsong. Charlene and Adam, what's happening in the world of Indiana music this week?
I have a brand new song from South Bend-based band The Rutabaga. They have a new album titled Leading Up To coming out on October 28th, and it's up for pre-order now on their Bandcamp page, where you can also stream the track I'm about to play. This song has a beautiful intensity that's perfect for fall. It's the Rutabaga with Unsilent on Small Studio Signal Boost. Start to shout.
You're tuned to Small Studio Signal Boost. I'm Charlene Birdsong here with Adam Gross and Melissa Davis, and we are listening to music from Indiana artists. In Search of Our Father's Garden is a double LP by John Nada and Ra Washington that features a large 14-piece ensemble cast, including Neil Chastain, who is originally from Lafayette, Indiana, and he is a drummer on that record. The album runs the gamut of sounds from the reverent sounds of Side A to the soulful emissions of Side B, the meditative drones and rhythms of Side C through the culmination of it all on Side D. One unique feature, which Adam, you're going to like this, that Washington and Nada added to both the physical and digital versions of this record is that both Sides B and C were recorded and designed to be played separately or together. So if you have two record players set up, yeah, you play both the records together.
That's awesome.
I like that too.
I do have a record player in my bedroom and living room. I guess if I turn them both up loud enough and stand in the middle, I could do that.
Yeah, and then you need a second person to like start them at the same time, you know?
Oh, yeah. What are you doing tomorrow, Charlie?
This is the first track from that record. It's called A Call to Prayer.
Well, this has been Small Studio Signal Boost. The show is produced by Charlene Birdsong, Melissa Davis, and me, Adam Gross. You can check out the show's Spotify playlist by searching Small Studio Signal Boost. And if you'd like to submit your music to get played on the show, just visit wfyi.org/local-frequency. We've come to our last song of the night. This is Pilots with Billy's Crystal on Small Studio Signal Boost. Have a great night.